Northeast Mitsubishi run-out sale on now. Northeastmitsubishi.com.au.
Footy news first.
Get your facts right.
Triple M's Rush Hour presents...
Well, you're sitting in a chair.
The best newsbreaker in the business.
They covered it up.
Damien Barrett.
Ah, yes, Damo joins us, and it wouldn't be September in finals time, Damo, without an injury cloud, without a race against the clock, without a picture of somebody in a hyperbaric chamber trying to get fit for a game, and we've got one.
Yeah, although the pictures may not be as forthcoming as they once were. It used to be a storyline, didn't it, every single time into a final. But now I'm referring to Josh Kelly there. Look, all the doctors, I find, talk to other doctors at other clubs, and they're usually pretty accurate with their knowledge. They're saying he's not going to play this week, Josh Kelly, and that's on the back of Leon Cameron himself admitting that there is a torn meniscus associated with the problem he's dealing with, and as such, he just wouldn't want to risk someone of that calibre, that quality, in such a final. The same people who were telling me that he's not going to play were the same people who said Stevie Johnson wouldn't have played in the 2011 Grand Final, and as we know, he did and played well. So it's going to require an extraordinary feat of humankind, I think, for him to get there. But he's not ruling it out. But look, the proper medicos who do speak to the people who know are saying he's not going to be playing.
Damo, we should be playing the Blues Brothers. It's going to take an act of God. I saw it live. There is no chance of him getting up, and they will not risk him because he's just too good a player.
That's the thing, isn't it? He doesn't want to rule himself out, is what's been told, and they're going to go through the motions of giving him every chance, as they say. But to jump on a plane on the Friday, at the very least, and to try and get himself right for a Saturday game against Collingwood, who... Yeah, you know, he's going to go into this game pretty well prepared with their midfield staff. Now they've got Treloar back and through a game as well. So, yeah, look, you leave yourself a wiggle room, but it's a 5% wiggle room only for Josh Kelly right now.
Andrew Gaff out of the West Coast potentially. Tim Kelly of Geelong in.
That'll be the path the Eagles go down if they do get the answer that they fear from Andrew Gaff, and he's still yet to probably address it. And the club itself doesn't want this actually addressed publicly, at least anyway, until their season's over. They want that to be after the grand final, obviously. But he has returned to Perth, as we know, and he's going through the motions of training with the team. We know he's suspended. He still hasn't spoken to anyone outside of his private beings and family, and that's been the case all year. The illness to his father is one that is still weighing on his mind heavily. That as we know, was a very serious heart issue 5 days after the Andrew Brayshaw situation that he inflicted on. So I feel he will be back in Melbourne next year, the way I read it, Louis and Jars. And as such, the Eagles have put the contingency plan in place. If that is the case, they're going to go into overdrive on Tim Kelly to wrench him out of that second year of the deal he's got with the Cats.
What about Louis' boys, the Swans, exits? There's a few players looking to get out of the Harbour Bridge and find new clubs next year.
Yeah, there are. Hanbury, as we now know, officially has requested that trade, and that will go down, as in the exit from the Swans, where he ends up, most likely St Kilda. There's not 10 Melbourne clubs, Jars, knocking the door down for him. He hasn't, to use the footy terminology, had a kick since the 2016 Grand Final. His form is of a worrying nature for obviously himself and his prospective new home. The Saints are well advanced in those talks, and that will be one of them. Gary Rowan's another one. Just wants to get out of there now, guys, and to start afresh back in Melbourne. Hasn't had the career that he wanted to have. An injury's been a large part of that, but hasn't been able to string games together. And look, for whatever reason, there's Melbourne clubs down here who think that Luke Parker's worth having a chat to. Wow. I know he's got 2 more years beyond this at least, and it might even be 3, but on a contract with the Swans. And look, the starting point publicly will be he's not going anywhere with that contract. But as you know, when the clubs get the vibe to call someone of that nature, there's something going on. So there is a bit going on in that space at the Swans, Jars, as you say.
We'll need to rebuild. Damo, thank you so much. We have ad nauseum on Toby Green. We love it here, mate. So don't even think about bringing it up over here. It just needs a little bit of work involved, but just harden up, Princess, all right?
No, I've come right around to Toby full stop. I do love him, but he is taking it, you know what, when he's putting the stuff in that money.
We don't care because he was best on ground, so we don't care.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, Damo.